Well, in his book, Fresh Faith, Pastor Jim Simla shared about another pastor he met who labored to build up a church.
在这本书叫做《烽火信心》的这本书里面，这个John Jim Simla，他就跟他跟在这本书里面就讲到他在遇到了另外一个牧师，他的这个故事。那这个牧师他是开始建立一个教会。
Well, he did not disclose this man's name, so I just call him Pastor John.
他没有讲到这个牧师，他的名字是什么，所以我们就称为他做约翰牧师好了。Well,
Simla was struck by Pastor John's sincerity and childlike faith.
这个作者他就讲说，他被这个牧师约翰牧师的真诚和像小孩子一样单纯的信心，就非常的受他的感动。And
God's blessing upon Pastor John's preaching was evident.
然后也很明显的看到神大大的祝福他的讲道。
Well, the church began to flourish.
然后看到这个教会非常的蓬勃的发展。And
a few years later, Simla happened to visit one of his services.
然后再过了几年以后, 这个 Jim Simla, 这个作者, 再回到这个教会, 再拜访的时候,
Well, something had obviously changed.
他看到说这个教会有许多地方就改变了。And
it was not for the better.
然后而不是往好的方向改变。Pastor
John had somehow come to believe that he was special.
因为这个约翰牧师开始觉得他自己是很特别的。The
spotlight was more on him than on Jesus Christ.
他的焦距点多点在他的身上，而不是在神的身上。Well,
they chatted afterwards.
在会后的时候，他们就有一点简单的这些讨论。And
Simla encouraged him as best as he could.
然后这个作者 Jim Simla 就鼓励他。But
then he shared his concerns.
然后他也跟他分享他的担忧。
Well, Pastor John did not seem to share these concerns.
约翰牧师不太不以为然，然后他也不太赞同他的讲法。And
unfortunately, his limited fame seemed to go quickly to his head.
很可惜的，他的爆红就让他冲昏了头。And
soon he lost his simple sincerity and childlike faith.
所以很快的，他就没有失去了他的热忱，而且像小孩子一样的信心。Pastor
John's effective preaching and spiritual fruit quickly disappeared.
然后我们也看到约翰牧师，他本来是很有效率的讲道，和他的服事也渐渐的就没有了。Well,
as Christians, we know that we should glorify God.
我相信每一个基督徒，我们都知道说我们应该要荣耀神。However,
it is all too easy to get sidetracked like Pastor John.
可是我们也知道说非常容易，就如同约翰牧师一样，我们很容易分心。Who
went from glorifying God to glorifying himself without even realizing it.
可能我们会不知不觉的从荣耀神而变成荣耀自己。We
may not be sidetracked in the same way.
我们可能分心的程度或方法不太一样。Sometimes
we may just be frustrated and tired.
常常可能我们只是非常的沮丧，或者是非常的累。We
try hard to be a good Christian that glorifies God.
我们尽我们的所能，然后希望能够成为一个好的基督徒来荣耀神。We
try hard to live a life worthy of His calling.
我们希望说我们的生活方式能够是配得上他的荣耀。In
the end, we cannot sustain this effort and get tired and burned out.
可是在最后，我们可能没有办法持续这样子的努力，然后我们就觉得我们累了。So
how can we be a Christian that consistently glorifies God?
所以我们怎么样成为一个基督徒，然后不断的持续的荣耀神？
Well, I found the example of Thessalonian believers to be very helpful.
我觉得当我在念《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的时候，念到这一段的时候，对我来说非常的有帮助。In
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul gives thanks and praise to God for an exemplary church in Thessalonica that glorified God consistently.
在第一章，在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章，这边保罗他就为这个教会他们持续的在荣耀神而献上感谢。And
in this chapter, Paul states three characteristics of these exemplary Christians that can help us too.
然后在这个章节里面，保罗也讲到这个教会的这些信徒，他们有三个特点，也能够希望能够帮助我们。Well,
I'll spend a little time giving you some background on the Thessalonians before covering these three characteristics.
我会用一点时间来跟大家讲一下这个教会的背景。Thessalonica
is the capital of Macedonia, which is northern Greece.
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦它是马其顿的首都，然后它是在希腊的北边。In
Acts chapter 17, we actually have a description of what happened when Paul planted the church in Thessalonica during his second missionary journey.
我们知道当保罗他第二次宣道的时候，他来到这个地方，然后在这个使徒行传的第十七章也大概来讲到说，那时候保罗遇到些什么事情。
When he came to Thessalonica, he preached in the synagogue.
当他来到帖撒罗尼迦的时候，他就在会堂里面跟大家讲到。
Imagine Paul surrounded by a large group of crowd of people.
我们可以看到这个时候保罗被一群人所包围住。
He stands there and engages their minds by reasoning with them because Christianity is a rational faith.
然后我们可以看到，因为基督教是一个符合逻辑的教的宗教，所以保罗用推理式的方法来跟他们辩论，来跟他们讲述。
He used scripture to prove that Jesus had to suffer and die for our sins.
他用经文来跟他们讲说，耶稣基督必须要受难，然后要为我们的罪而死。
Some of the Jews and a large number of the God-fearing Greeks put their faith in Christ.
有一些犹太人和很多的希腊人，他们就愿意跟随主。
It is striking that most of the converts were Greek.
然后我们可以看到这些很多信徒是希腊人。
Instead of believing in Jesus, many of the Jews became jealous.
这些犹太人不但不相信耶稣，反而变成非常的嫉妒他。
They formed an angry mob and ignited a riot in the city.
然后他们成为一个组织，然后组织了一个暴动。
They caused so much trouble that Paul quickly fled from Thessalonica.
他们制造了非常大的纠纷，所以保罗就很快就离开这个帖撒罗尼迦这个地方。
And as a consequence, he may have only spent about 1 month in Thessalonica.
所以可能他只有可能待在帖撒罗尼迦时间只有差不多一个月。
Which is such a short time for establishing a church.
所以对于一个成立一个新教会来讲的话，这时间非常的短。
So when Paul was in Corinth, a city in southern Greece, he was very eager to know the spiritual state of the Thessalonians.
所以我们当知道说，当保罗来到这个哥林多的时候，他是在希腊的南方，他就非常的想念，希望知道帖撒罗尼迦教会的景况是怎么样子。
And to his delight, he learned from Timothy that their faith was thriving.
从提摩太的嘴中 他非常高兴地知道说这个教会非常的蓬勃地在发展。
And this letter was probably written in response to this good news.
然后这封书信可能就是因为在他得到这个好的消息以后他就写给他们的。
So now open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
所以我们现在打开圣经来，我们一起来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
In his letters to the various churches, Paul often starts by giving thanks for how God is glorified by the work that he's doing in the lives of believers.
我们可以看到在保罗的其他的书信里面，保罗常常他开始的时候他就依旧这样子的，就是因为信徒的生命和荣耀神的见证而为他们的这些事情感谢神。
In the case of the Thessalonians, Paul seems to be so thankful that he just goes on and on about how thankful he is.
就在这帖撒罗尼迦的这个教会，保罗真的是非常的感谢，因为他是不断的、重复的一再而再的在讲为他们的侍奉而感谢神。
He spends the whole of chapter 1 giving thanks to God.
他甚至于花了整个一个章节的时间来跟神说感谢的话。
Therefore, the Thessalonian church is clearly an exemplary church that glorified God.
所以我们可以看到说，帖撒罗尼迦的教会是真的是一个模范的教会。
And in verse 3 of chapter 1, we see the three characteristics of these exemplary Christians.
所以在第一章的第三节，我们看到说，这个教会它有三个特殊的这个特点。
I'll read verses 2 and 3.
我再请念第二节跟第三节。
We always thank God for all of you.Mention you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
在第一节、第二节，他这样讲说：我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Isn't verse 3 just beautiful?
我们你不觉得第三节真的是非常的美
？It's packed tight with spiritual truth.
因为在这个这么短的经节里面，它包含了所有的很多的圣经上的真理。
We see here that an exemplary Christian's work.Is produced by faith.
我们在这里看到说，一个模范教会，模范基督徒，他的做工，是因为 他的信心而来做这些功德，而来做这些功德。
An exemplary Christian's labor is prompted by love.
而他所受的劳苦是因为爱心。
An exemplary Christian's endurance is inspired by the hope we have in Christ.
而他的忍耐是因为在主耶稣基督里面的盼望。
Paul has summed up the characteristics of an exemplary Christian so wonderfully in just a few words.
保罗单单用几个字，他就把这个模范基督徒的特性，把它做一个总结。
It is by being an exemplary Christian like this that we can glorify God consistently.
当我们看到，当我们成为像这样子的模范的基督徒了以后，我们的生活生命里面真的是能够持续的荣耀神。
I will now unpack these characteristics one at a time.
我想现在希望能够跟你们解开这个每一个特性，一个一个逐一的解开。
First of all, an exemplary Christian's work is produced by faith.
第一个是模范基督徒的工作是因为要靠神的信心而来做的。
What does it mean to produce work by faith?
这个要靠神的信心来做是什么意思呢？
Well, we can first conclude that God wants us to do work.
我们第一个我们可以做一个结论，就是神要我们做善事，做善工。
The Thessalonians started to do work soon after they became Christians.
我们知道说这帖撒罗尼迦人，他们当他们成为基督徒了以后，他们就开始从事做不同的善事。
In verse 9, we see that the Thessalonians turned from idols in repentance and to God in faith.
然后我们在第九节的时候就看到他们怎么样离开偶像归向神，又服侍那又真又活的神。
And immediately began to serve the living and true God.
然后很快的他们就开始服侍神。
Repent, believe and serve.
我们要悔改，要相信，要服侍。
This summarizes nicely God's plan for us.
这是神对我们的计划的总结。
A person is saved and becomes a Christian when he repents and believes.
当一个人他愿意悔改而相信的时候，他就是一个得救的人。
It is God's plan for Christians to serve by doing good works.
神的计划也是要基督徒他们能够做善工。
For Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do."
在以弗所书第二章第十节，他也这么讲到说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
The follow-up question is, what good works does God want us to do?
在接下来的一个问题是，神要我们做什么样子的善工呢？
The Bible tells us many good works God has prepared for us to do.
圣经上跟我们讲说，神有为我们预备许多的善工要我们参与。
The most obvious is the work of the ministry.
最明显的话就是参与神的事工。
Which includes evangelism, missions, discipleship, teaching and caring.
这包括传福音、宣教、门徒训练、教导和关怀的工作。
And the Thessalonians became a witness to neighboring areas.
然后在帖撒罗尼迦，他们也成为附近的这些地区的人的一个见证。
In verse 8, it says, "The Lord's message ran out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, that is northern and southern Greece. Your faith in God has become known everywhere."
因为在第八节的时候，他讲到说，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但是在马其顿。和亚该亚，这是希腊的南跟北，就在各处也都传开了。
However, depending on our situation, we have various other works to do too.
因为我们每一个人的境况是不太一样，所以我们可能有不同的善工需要做。
We may have the work of being a father, a mother, a husband, a wife.
我们可能有需要做父亲、母亲、先生、太太的工作。
We may have a job that provides for the financial needs of the family, the church, and other people.
我们可能有一个工作是必须要提供我们家里、我们教会还有其他人的所需。
And all Christians have the work of sanctification.
和所有的基督徒也都要做成圣的工作。
Which is to grow to become more like Christ, as Pastor Tu has taught us this past 2 weeks.
就如同朱牧师在过去两个礼拜教导我们，我们要怎么样的继续不断的成长。
We see that God has planned a lot of work for us to do.
我们知道神为我们预备许多的善工要我们参与。
So what does it mean for our work to be produced by faith?
所以靠信心的善工是代表什么样的特别的意义呢？
Does it mean we let go and let God, as the popular Christian slogan suggests?
是不是像流行的基督徒的那个口号讲说，我们应该要放手让神呢？
Does it mean we do our best and let God take care of the rest, as another popular Christian slogan suggests.
或者是, 就如同另外一个说法, 他就讲说, 我们只要竭尽所能, 然后神就会照料其他一切的事情呢?
Well, I believe these slogans miss the mark on defining what it means to produce work by faith.
我觉得这些口号, 他们没有集中, 靠信心而工作的真正的重点在哪里?
In verse 6, it says that Thessalonians imitated Paul.
在第六节他讲到说这些帖撒罗尼迦人他们模仿保罗。
Therefore, let us also imitate Paul in this.
所以我们也可以看看保罗他是怎么做来模仿他。
In Colossians 1:28-29, we see how Paul produced work by faith.
在我们看到哥罗西书第一章第28节29节, 我们看到保罗他是怎么样靠信心来做他的工作。
Here he says, we proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
在第28节讲说, 我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧, 劝诫个人, 教导个人, 要把个人在基督里完完全全地引导到神面前。
So this verse describes the good works that Paul is doing.
所以在这里我们也看得到保罗所做的善功。
He goes on to say, to this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me.
在第29节他甚至于讲说, 我也为此劳苦, 照着他在我里面运用的大能竭尽心力。
Paul struggles and labors hard to do good works.
我们在这里可以看到保罗非常积极, 非常努力地来做这些善事, 来做这些善功。
In scripture, we see many examples of Paul working hard.
在, 经文上, 我们看到保罗给我们有很多的这些, 模范。
Therefore, we do not just let go and let God.
所以我们可以看到, 我们不是单单的只是放手, 让神来做而已。
We must also labor and do the work.
而是我们每一个人要劳苦, 要来竭尽所能的来参与他的事工。
However, Paul is not working hard by his own strength and then letting God take care of the rest.
我们也看到保罗, 他不是竭尽他自己的努力, 然后让神来, 做其他的工作。
He is working side by side with God as God works through him.
而是我们看到保罗他是与神肩并肩的一同工作, 而让神透过他来完成各样的善事。
Paul is glorifying God by doing good works with all God's strength.
我们看到保罗他是靠着神的力量来做各样的善事, 来荣耀神。
Therefore, this is the statement I want you to memorize.
所以这也就是我要你记住的一个第一个特点。
Do good works with all His strength.
我们要依靠他的力量来行各样的善事。
Working by all His strength means that you're depending on God to accomplish good works through you.
这也就是代表说我们必须要靠神的力量, 我们要依靠神的力量, 然后让神借着我们来完成他所要的工作。
The will, wisdom, and strength to do good works are all from God.
我们做善功的这些意志, 智慧和能力 都是来自神的。
Now, the second characteristic of an exemplary Christian is closely related to the first one.
那第二个特性, 成为一个模范的基督徒的第二个特性, 跟第一个是有一点相似的。
Exemplary Christian's labor is prompted by love.
这个模范的基督徒的努力, 他的劳苦是因为爱。
We see here again that to do good works requires labor on our part.
我们知道说当我们做各样的善事的时候, 是必须要我们要能够积极地参与。
And we just learned that we need God's strength in order to do good works.
我们刚刚才学到说我们需要神的力量,神的力量来能够来做这些善事。
However, we also need God's love in order to do good works with the right motivation.
可是我们也需要神的爱来帮助我们有正确的动机来做这些善事。
Without the right motivation, we still cannot glorify God.
如果我们没有这个正确的动机的话,我们就不能够来荣耀神。
For I can give all I possess to the poor, and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I am nothing. 1 Corinthians 13:3.
就如同哥林多前书第十三章第三节讲的, 我若将所有的周济穷人又舍身己叫人焚烧, 却没有爱, 依然与我无益。
And the word Paul uses to describe the labor of Thessalonians actually means working very hard to the point of weariness.
在这里我们看到保罗在讲说他是怎么样为这个铁撒罗尼迦的这个教会是怎么样的劳苦, 他是工作到非常大的极点, 甚至于非常非常的累。
In addition, the word Paul uses for love refers to a sacrificial and unconditional Christ-like love.
而且在这边保罗讲到的爱，它是一种牺牲的爱，是一种无条件像基督一样的爱。
The Thessalonians are hard workers, but their motivation for their labors is Christ-like love, and it is not self-interest or a sense of obligation.
帖撒罗尼迦的这些使徒们，他们的动机是因为不是为了自己或者是尽义务，而是因为爱神的原因，他们而来做这些事情。
Well, their example is recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, where Paul boasts about the sacrificial generosity of the Macedonian churches, which includes the Thessalonians.
在这个哥林多后书第二章，哥林多后书第八章的时候，保罗就讲到说他们的这个爱的情形是怎么样子。
And in 2 Corinthians 8:1-4, Paul says, "And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches." Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify, they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in the service to the saints.
在这哥林多后书第八章第一节到第四节这样讲说，弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试探的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。再三的求你们，准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
Well, the Thessalonians experienced severe trials, and they were extremely poor.
我们知道说，帖撒罗尼迦人他们受到非常大的试探，而且他们非常非常的穷。
You can imagine they must have labored hard every day just to put enough food on the table.
你可以想象他们每一天要非常辛勤的工作，才能够有食物，把食物摆在桌上。
There may be days they would go hungry.
可能有些天他们必须要受饥饿之苦。
Yet they begged for the privilege to give.
可是他们祈求求这些教会让他们有参与奉献施舍的这个权利。
Out of love, they must have worked even longer hours in order to save up enough to give.
因为爱的原因，他们可能愿意，花更多的时间来努力的工作，所以他们能够储蓄钱，能够来奉献。
Their focus was not on working extra hours so they can buy more things for themselves.
他们的重点不是说多做一点工作，所以他们可以为自己多买一些东西。
They worked extra hours so they can benefit people in need.
他们愿意多做一点事情，所以他们能够帮助那些需要帮助的人。
They labored and toiled out of this Christ-like sacrificial love.
他们这样辛勤的工作，是因为他们有要像基督一样的这样子牺牲的爱。
Therefore, the second statement I want you to memorize is this.
所以第二个特性我要你们记住的就是
labor with all his love.
要依靠他的爱而劳力。
This is what the Thessalonians did.
因为这是帖撒罗尼迦教会的人，他们是这么样做的。
You know, it's difficult to imagine that the Thessalonians, after facing severe trials and extreme poverty, were able to persist in faith and love.
我们很难想象说这些帖撒罗尼迦的教会，他们经过了这些严峻的考验和极度的贫穷以后，还能够坚持在神的这个信心跟爱中继续持续。
So this brings us to the third characteristics of an exemplary Christian.
所以这也帮我们带到第三个模范的基督徒的特性。
An exemplary Christian's endurance is inspired by the hope we have in Christ.
因为这个模范基督徒的这个耐性，是因为我们的根基是建立在基督的盼望之上。
The key to endurance is having our hope in the right place.
这个耐力的这个关键，就是因为当我们的信心是建立在正确的地方。
Is our hope ultimately in Christ?
我们的盼望是不是最终是在基督身上呢？
It was clearly for the Thessalonians.
对帖撒罗尼迦教会的人是这样子。
In verse 10 it says, they not only repented, believed, and served,They were also eagerly waiting for Christ's return.
他这么讲到说，他们不只是非常的积极的服侍，他们也非常积极的等候他儿子的从天降临。
Even though Christ may not return in our lifetime, if we are saved, we'll see him right after our life on earth is over.
我们不知道神什么时候再次返回。可是当我们是得救的话，我们知道说，当我们在世的时间一结束以后，我们可能就跟他面对面相处了。Remember
the thief who was crucified next to Christ?
你还记得在那个强盗他跟耶稣一起 钉死在十字架上旁边那个强盗吗？
When the thief believed in Christ and was saved, Christ promised him that today you will be with me in paradise.
当这个强盗他相信而且得救的时候，基督就这样预言，他说：“今天你就与我在乐园同处了。”
As believers, we also have this promise of salvation.
就同我们基督徒一样，我们也有这样子的应允。
This is what sustained the Thessalonian believers, and this is also what sustained Paul.
这也就是为什么支持这些
So therefore, let us imitate Paul again. In Philippians 1:22-25, Paul says, If I am to go on living in this body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what should I choose? I don't know. I'm torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, But it's more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain. I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith.
在腓立比书第一章第22节到25节，他这么讲到说：“但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该选择什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，这好，因为这是好的无比的。” 然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。我既然这样深信，就知道人要住在世间，且与你们众人同在，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。Paul
longed to be with Christ.
我们知道说，保罗他非常渴慕与基督一同。This
was his ultimate hope, which is firmly based on the promises we have in Christ.
因为这是他最终极的盼望，也就是我们在基督里的盼望。
Paul, because of this hope, Paul had the right perspective concerning his life on earth. He realized that in the light of eternity with Christ, the only thing that really matters on earth is to glorify God by doing the work that God has called him to do and laboring out of love for others.
所以世界上唯一值得、唯一重要的事情，那就是在他所做的工，能够在他所做的一切事上都能够荣耀神。And
this is why Paul can remain steadfast in faith and love despite all the trials he faced.
这也就是虽然说保罗面临到这些的试探的时候，他能够继续的持与耐力。And
this is why the Thessalonians can remain steadfast in faith and love despite all the trials they faced.
这也就是帖撒罗尼迦的教会，他们在他们遇到这些试探的时候，还有在他们遇到试探的时候，他们能够继续的持与耐力。And
that is why we can remain steadfast in faith and love despite all the trials we face.
这也就是当我们在遇到试探的时候，我们也能够持与耐力，有这样子的依靠神的信心和依靠神的爱继续。
Our hope needs to be grounded in the promises we have in Christ. Therefore, the third statement I want you to memorize is this. Stand fast with all his promises. As you fix your eyes on Christ and the promises you have in him,
定睛注视在神者身上的话，和定睛注视在他的身上和他所给我们的这些应许的话。
Especially the promise to believers that you will see Christ face to face and be with him for all eternity.
特别是对信徒来说，有一天我们必须要跟他面对面，而且要过永生。
Then the things of earth will fade and become less attractive.
这样子的话，今生的事情就会变成越来越不是那么重要，而越来越淡了。This
will keep you on the right track, enable you to stand fast in faith and love.
这也会帮助你能够停留在正确的跑道，然后继续的有耐力的跟随神。
So from the examples of the Thessalonians and Paul, we have learned about three things we should do to glorify God.
所以我们从帖撒罗尼迦的教会的这些信徒的身上，我们学习到了三个特点，我们必须要学习的。
Do good works with all his strength.
就是要依靠他的力量而行善。
Labor with all his love.
而是要依靠他的爱而劳力。
And stand fast with all his promises.
还有因为他的盼望而忍耐。
So practically speaking, how can these three statements help us glorify God?
所以要应用上的话，这三个特性要怎么样帮助我们在每一天，帮助我们怎么样过一个荣耀神的生活呢？
Well, I believe these three statements can help us tremendously if we use them to develop and maintain a mindset of glorifying God.
我相信这三个特性，它能够帮助我们建立一个荣耀神的一个正确的心态。
Well, earlier this year, I purchased a Toyota Prius, which is a hybrid car with a very high fuel efficiency.
在今年初的时候，我买了一台丰田的Prius的车子，这是一个混合动力的汽车。
Well, when I drive the Prius, I have a mindset of maximizing fuel efficiency.
当我开这辆车的时候，我的心态就是要怎么样做能够扩大 这个省油的高效率的省油的功能。
Well, the reason why is because the dashboard in Prius has many gauges to help me determine whether I'm driving a manner that is fuel efficient.
因为在这个车子的前面的仪表，因为它有许多不同的仪表，然后会帮助我知道说我是不是在开的时候，是不是有尽到我的所能，能够提高最大的省油的效率。
Well, this gauge shows the source of power.
在这个图的话，它就是看到说，我现在在开车的时候，我这个能源是从哪里来的。
Am I drawing my power from the gas engine, which would lower my fuel efficiency?
当我在开车的时候，它我的能源是来自于我的燃料的这个动力的话，那这样的话我就比较不省油，我的效率会比较降低。
Or am I drawing my power from the electric motor, which will increase my fuel efficiency?
当我在开的时候是靠着这个电池的话，那我的效率就会提高。
Well, another gauge shows my fuel efficiency in miles per gallon since the last time I gassed up.
还有一个指标，它就常常的提醒我说，我上一次，自从我上次加油以后，我现在每加仑大概可以跑多少的里程数。
Well, if I accelerate aggressively, I can just see my dependence on the gas engine increase, and my fuel efficiency just plummet.
当我的油门踩猛一点的时候，我就可以知道说我的能源是多一点是来自汽油，而我的这个省油的功效就急速的降低。
So I try not to accelerate aggressively when driving a Prius.
所以当我在开这辆车的时候，我就比较不会去猛踩油门。
Similarly, I've been using these three statements as gauges to help me to have a mindset of glorifying God.
在过去的话，我也用了这三个指标，就是我刚才跟大家分享的这三个指标，来帮助我在怎么样荣耀神的生活上做一个帮助，做一个指标。Throughout
each day, I try to keep an eye on these gauges.
在每一天的生活当中，我就提醒自己，我在这三个指标我做的怎么样。Am
I doing good works with all his strength?
我是不是靠他的能力，靠他的力量来做这些事呢？
Am I laboring with all his love?
我是不是靠神的爱来做这些劳苦呢？
Am I standing fast with all his promises?
我是不是靠着在他的盼望里面来生忍耐呢？
Well, by doing this, it helped me to focus more on living in a way to maximize God's glory instead of my own glory.
因为当我这样子做的时候，更能够帮助我去更多的
Well, let me show you what I mean by this.
我跟你们讲一下，说我怎么样子意思。
As I do good works in my job, at church, or at home, how do I check if I'm doing these works with all his strength?
当我在我的工作岗上做事的时候，或在教会服事，或在家里做事的时候， 我怎么样知道说我是靠他的能力还是靠我自己的能力？
Well, one place where you start is check my prayer life and my dependence on Scripture.
有一个地方就是我可以检视自己的，就是看看我自己的祷告的生活和我依靠经文的这个程度。
If I'm doing good works in certain area, and I seldom pray earnestly about that work, and seldom seek guidance from Scripture, While it is likely, I'm doing that work out of my own strength.
如果我在某一方面做得很好，可是我很少为这件事情祷告。 或者是很少在从圣经上里面得到这些指示指引的话，我只是靠我自己的力量在做这些事情。
When I serve in a church, am I praying earnestly to God for help in doing the work of the ministry that is described in the Bible?
当我在教会服事的时候，我是不是很认真的寻求神的帮助，就像是在圣经里面所指引的一样呢？
As a husband, am I praying earnestly for help in my work as a loving husband and the head of a household according to scripture?
就如同身为一个丈夫，我是不是也依照圣经所教导的一样，求神给我有智慧，能够帮助我成为一个有慈爱的先生跟一家之主呢？
And as a Christian, am I praying earnestly for help in the work of becoming more like Christ as I am convicted by God's word?
就如同一个基督徒一样，我是不是常常祷告求神给我力量，就如同给我力量在他的侍奉上呢？
This gauge has helped me to depend on God more through prayer and His Word.
因为这三个指标也同样的帮助我，更多的靠神和借着祷告和他的话语，更多的靠神。
It has also helped me not to shrink away from the difficult work or difficult commands that God gives us.
他也帮助我，当我遇到困难的工作的时候，或者是困难的诫命的时候，不去逃离他。
I realize that saying something is too difficult is not the right response.
我就知道说，当我遇到困难的工作的时候，我不能说这太难了，因为这不是对的正确的答案。
If God wants me to do it, then it can be done through all His strength.
如果神要我做的话，我一定可以依靠他的能力来做这些事情。
While working with all of His strength starts with prayer and His word, it must be followed by loving action.
我们必须要靠着祷告和神的话，然后接着用这个努力的工作，然后我们可以这样子的完成。
Therefore, I also need to check the second gauge.
所以第二个的话，我必须要看看我第二个指标。
Am I laboring with all His love?
我是不是因为神的爱而劳力呢？
Well, we are all very busy people and laboring in many different ways.
我知道说我们都是很忙的人，在各种不同的岗位上很辛勤的工作。
Am I laboring to accomplish good works out of a Christ-like love?
我这样子的劳力是因为属神的爱，愿让我有这样子的力量来做这些事情吗？
As a church member, am I serving to my full capacity out of genuine love for others and not out of pride or obligation?
就如同一个教会的信徒一样，我这样子在服事上，是因为我自己愿意，我自己对基督的爱，而不是自己的骄傲或自己只是单方面愿意做尽义务而已呢？
As a Christian, I'm working to put to death the sins of my life because I love God and not out of vanity.
就如同一个基督徒，我是不是愿意把我的罪钉死在十字架上，因为神的原因呢？
And in my job, am I laboring simply to meet my own needs and my family's needs, or do I also labor to meet the needs of others?
在我的工作岗位上，我是不是只是单单的为我自己，或者是为我家人，而没有去想到别人呢？
Well, this gauge has helped me to examine my motives and spur me on towards love.
因为这个指标，它也帮助我就想到思考到我自己的动机，然后也帮助我更多的爱人。
However, sometimes when I check these two gauges, I really feel like a 20 miles per gallon Prius.
可是常常当我在看看我自己的这两个指标的时候，我觉得我好像是一台这个很有能力的车，可是我只是一个加仑跑20里而已。
In case you don't know, that is not very good for a hybrid.
如果你不知道的话，对 hybrid 这种车的话，这个一个加仑20 miles是很少的。
We get around 54 miles per gallon with our new Prius.
我们大概是一加仑可以跑50多 miles.
And it is at these times I can be tempted to give up.
所以在当我遇到这样子的时候，我就觉得说我是不是要放弃了？
This is why it's so important I do not forget about the third statement, the third gauge.
所以这就是第三个我不应该要忘记的这些这个指标。
Stand fast in all His promises.
因为要靠着神的盼望，神的应许，我们要继续持续的忍耐。
In Christ, we have the promise of salvation.
因为在基督里面我们有得救的确据。
In Christ we have the promise that we will see him face to face.
因为在基督里面我们知道说我们有一天要跟他面对面。
And Christ promised that before we see him, we have the Holy Spirit to help and guide us.
而且基督也应许我们在我们与他见面之前我们有圣灵来帮助我们指引我们。
In these promises, I can find the hope and will to persist in faith and love.
因为有这样子的盼望我就有这样子的希望跟能力能够靠着信心和爱来做这些事情。
Well, therefore, I need to constantly check this gauge to see if I'm firmly anchored in the hope I have in Christ.
所以我必须要常常的靠着这些指标来帮助我提醒我自己我的盼望是不是完全建立在基督身上。
It is all too easy to lose one's focus on Christ.
因为很容易世界上有很多事情能够把我们将我们的重心
There are so many distractions in this world, like wealth, possessions, career, prestige, success, and failures.
在世界上有很多事情能够使我们分心，比如说财富、工作、自尊，还有我们的事业上的成功跟失败。
In many ways, we're like children who are easily distracted.
在常常的时候，我们就好像是小孩，很容易就分心了。
But when I was walking out of a Target store, A little girl was also walking out.
有一次我去 Target 的这个店的时候，有一个小女孩，她刚好也是要出来。
Well, her parents were far behind in the store.
她的父母亲在后面。
She seemed distracted by the things around her.
她有一点点因为周遭的事情而分心。
Well, without looking up,
她没有往上看。
She walked next to me.
她就走到我旁边来。
And held out her hand for me to hold.
她就伸她的手，就希望我能够握紧她的手。
I do not believe I have some kind of magnetic personality that draws children to me.
我不觉得说我有任何的能力能够吸引这个小孩子。
The reason why she wanted to hold my hand is because she thought I was her father.
她想要我去牵她的手的原因，最重要是她以为我是她的父亲。
But when I didn't hold her hand, she looked up and realized she made a mistake.
当我没有牵她的手的时候，她就往上一看，她才知道说。他做错了，他看错了。
In the same way, we need to constantly look up and make sure we are still following Christ and not the things of this world.
同样的，我们也要常常的往上看，想一想我们是不是追求神而不是世上的这些事情。
And I pray that the hope of seeing Christ face to face would be as real to us as it was for the Thessalonians and Paul.
我也这样祷告说，我们能够就像是保罗跟帖撒罗尼迦的教会的人一样，我们就是把有一天要与主面对面这件事情，是当做一个真的真实的事情一样的看待。
Then we can stand fast through the most difficult trials.
如果是这样的话，当我们在遇到再大的试探的时候，我们也都能够有忍耐。
So in closing, I will remind you once again of the three statements I want you to remember. To memorize.
所以在最后的时候，我要再次提醒我们每一个人，就是我刚才讲到这三个特点。
Do good works with all his strength.
依靠他的力量而行善。
Labor with all his love.
依靠他的爱而劳力。
And stand fast with all his promises.
依靠他的盼望而忍耐。
I encourage you to use these statements as spiritual gauges to help you to maintain a mindset of glorifying God.
我也鼓励你每一天用这三个指标，能够帮助你建立一个荣耀神的一个心态。
And as you do this, also consider how you can serve more in the church.
当你这样子想的时候，你也可以在想说，你怎么样在这个教会能够多一点服事。
Be bold and do not be afraid to serve, because it is by His strength that you serve, and by His love that motivates you.
你要放胆，不要害怕，因为是靠神的力量我们来服事，而且也是神的爱激励我们来服事。
In some cases, you may need training.
在有一些工作可能是需要一些训练的。
But this is just part of the labor we need to do to serve.
可是这也就是我们在服事的时候我们所必须要付的劳力。
And what can be more beautiful and glorifying to God than believers serving the church by God's strength and out of a Christ-like love?
我们看到一个教会是依靠神的能力来服事，而且是依靠神的爱来服事的时候，是这样子的美，而且是这样子的荣耀神。
And if you have not already put your faith in Christ, I encourage you to follow the example of Thessalonian believers.
如果你还没有信主的话，我也鼓励你们能够 效法帖撒罗尼迦的信徒一样能够信主。
Turn from idols and repentance and to God in faith.
离开这些偶像，然后面对神，来悔改、忏悔，面对神。
And then begin serving the living and true God.
相信神，而且开始侍奉这个又真又活的神。
For this is where the meaning of life lies.
因为这就是生命的意义。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Oh Father, we do humble ourselves before you.
主啊，我们真的是来到你的面前谦卑。
Help us to develop and maintain a mindset of glorifying you.
帮助我们能够建立这样子荣耀神的一个心态。
And help us, Lord, that the hope of seeing face to face will be as real to us as it was for Paul and the Thessalonian believers.
也帮助我们能够像保罗和帖撒罗尼迦的教会的人一样，把当作有一天会跟你面对面的这件事情，是当作一个又真又活的一件事情。
And in light of our hope of eternity with Christ, we can live in a way to glorify you in each and every day.
当我们知道说我们的永生要与你每天在一起的时候，我们就愿意的每一天在世的时间就更多的过荣耀神的生活。
Amen.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉耶稣基督圣名。